Data shows that healthcare workers are some of the people most skeptical of the COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden's mandate says they have to get vaccinated. In most other industries, workers have the option to get tested instead of getting the vaccine, but not in healthcare. And now healthcare employers are worried that they could lose their workers right when they need them most. Here's NPR's Andrea Hsu.
When President Biden announced his sweeping vaccine requirements earlier this month, he summed up the case for the healthcare mandate this way.
If you're seeking care at a health facility, you should be able to know that the people treating you are vaccinated. Simple, straightforward, period.
Actually, not so simple. Across the country, a vocal minority of healthcare workers are protesting. And in some states, vaccination rates in healthcare remain low. Pam Goble is CEO and owner of Ability Home Care in San Antonio, Texas. Her company provides in-home therapy and nursing for children.
My director of nursing, who did not get the vaccine, was out for a month. She nearly died, and she's 32 years old.
Now, a lot of Goble's workers did get vaccinated over the summer, but about 20% still say they don't want to. She's baffled by that when a couple thousand people are dying of COVID every day.
I really do think how much death is enough before this debate is over.
But this is Texas. Pam Goble did not want to force anyone to get the shots.
I didn't. You know, I am one of those people that really feels everybody should have their choice. But it was getting to the point where, like, somebody needed to stand and say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
She was relieved when Biden stepped in and did exactly that. Now, though, Goble is worried about what's going to happen if the 56 unvaccinated nurses and therapists on her staff refuse to comply. She's already short-staffed. In Iowa, Ted LaNeve shares her concerns. He's CEO of Acura Healthcare. They operate 34 nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
We've been trying to get everyone vaccinated. I'm pro-vaccine.
But 38% of his workforce is not. Some are fearful, citing false claims about the vaccine's effects on fertility. Some want to wait a year or two to see if any problems crop up. And some, LaNeve says, are just against it, period. Add it all up, and he's got 1,000 workers who aren't vaccinated at a time when he can't afford to lose even one or two.
Actually, I need more people. There are times that the hospital will want us to take someone, and we just don't have the staff to do it.
So he's written to the federal government to ask for a test-out option for healthcare workers. Those who remain unvaccinated would get tested regularly, as many are now, and wear full PPE. He argues that would be safer than losing a whole lot of staff.
Especially with a lot of our facilities in rural areas, we could lose nurses to go work at Casey's or Come and Go.
Gas station convenience stores.
They'll just say, I'm that serious about not getting vaccinated.
LaNeve is expecting the final rule on vaccines for healthcare workers to come out in mid-October.
If we don't get a test out option and the date comes and I have to lay off 1,000 people, I can't do that.
He says he has to put the lives of his residents first. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.